Blog Talk Radio.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the icon himself.
But definitely
Andre Mizrahi.
Hey America. What is going on? The recap of the weekend. Now you know this weekend was a mess. In many different states, many things happened, so I wonder who's calling in to say what the fuck did happen this weekend. From L.A., from North Carolina, you know, things of that. I think it was a ball in another state, too. It was like balls all around this weekend. So basically, the recap, everybody can call in and definitely talk about what the hell happened this weekend. I went to North Carolina because my funds wasn't straight and all of that to go further. You know, that's round trip tickets and hotels. So I went to North Carolina to Econs Bowl, which Econs Bowl was a great turnout. I think the great turnout, and I loved Vogue Femme. The bowl was really, really, really a cute bowl. So big ups to Econ, period. And grand prize, Midges Runway, Mikey Milan, grand prize, well deserved. You were sitting completely. You were definitely one of them that was sitting. Now, I wanted to bring up an issue of, you know, a lot of people, after, if I walk a ball and if I don't win, a lot of people say, oh, it's shade, and they say this and say that. Baby, it's not shade. Icons can't win all the time. Legends can't win all the time. Statements can't win all the time, period. Now, don't get me wrong. Some balls are shade. Just because you might have a bigger name in the ballroom don't mean you walk better, don't mean you do whatever better. You just come out to play. So no one ever has to worry about Andre thinking it's shade, unless it's just complete shade in some kind of way or something. But, yeah, I definitely had fun walking in North Carolina, and I'll definitely come back to walk in North Carolina. That's just a part of it. That's how balls go. You can't win them all, and you can't lose them all. So how do you think others feel if I do win, and they say, oh, it's shade because he won, because he's an icon and this and that. So like I said, you can't win them all, you can't lose them all. But definitely Econ Blahnik, the ball was fantastic. I love C&J. And all of you know, the man Prodigy and the Cons, Clinton and everybody, the ball booty, everybody was really, really, it was a cute, cute, cute function. And I love Twista versus Sista. It's always a million people walking that category. I love that though. I love the nouveau compared to, you know, don't get me wrong, the precision is not strong like the old days, but I just love the energy and the tricks and everything. So I was definitely up front watching that. That was really, really, really cute. And to bring up, you know, Twista versus Sista, you know I have to throw the $10,000 up. And I wanted to throw this up too because, you know, I always hear things in the back of my brain where I heard this house don't want to walk because they think it might going to be shade or whatever. Regardless what anybody ever say, I have always had crowds for my balls, and I never, ever, I'm always in the front to watch basically everything goes on with anything of my balls, period. Every ball is not going to give every person their life, but I try to put the best forth, period, to anything that I do when it comes to a ball. So, I mean, don't get me wrong. You're not going to like everything that I do when it comes to a ball or anybody that throws a ball, but I'm going to try 150% that it's fair as possible for every house. And that's all I can say, and it's still up to anybody if they want to definitely come out for the $10,000. I feel, period, this is a night where no, everyone has a chance to win, one. I feel that this is history, too. And if I was a Vogue of any type of sort, I would definitely enter for this. Why I would enter for this is because if you did win, you won something that no one ever, ever won in life. You won something that was the first highest prize ever for one person in life. So it makes a difference, period. If you didn't win, you still are a part of history of showing the making of you becoming a legend, the making of you becoming an icon, or whatever you can do. So for the $10,000, definitely, if I was a Vogue, I would definitely be one of the ones making it my way through there. And that goes for, I wish, I do have old way Vogues that enter, but I wish a little more would enter. I have new ways that enter. I have Vogue Femmes that enter. I have Twisters that entered. Definitely, I wish, you know, I even have women that entered. I know that's right. But I'm looking for really, well, I got one butch. But I want a few more, actually, butches to enter because the butches in New York is hot. They Vogue down, period. And I just want to make a period for this category. So definitely get your spots. And everybody that do get spots, call me ASAP. And you know what I mean. If the ones that did not pay your fee yet. Call me ASAP. Definitely call me. Call me and let me know when it's coming in. These spots are taken already. It's already 40 spots taken, and there's a lot of people calling me with spots, and I got to just make sure I don't want to give too many spots out, period, and make sure this function goes well. How are you doing? That's January 23rd, $10,000, Vogue open to all. One winner. How are you doing? And it's broke down in four different parts. Presentation, your best elements, one and only battle, and your three-minute production with four different outfits. It's rules and regulations, different judges of the night. You have four different panels with five judges each part. It's definitely completely different. And it's built on basically your Vogue, your talent, your outfit, your creativity, your music. You know, it's broke down in many different parts. So, like I said, anybody that's talented or have a family that's talented that can put anything together, y'all definitely have a chance to break down barriers and be the first open to all Vogue for $10,000. How are you doing? Okay. Now, off of that for a minute. Gay TV, how you doing? Our first two shows was phenomenal. It was for us to bring a cast together for Atlanta, Georgia. It's a comedy cast. So if you're not doing anything Wednesday, the night before Thanksgiving, to bring Thanksgiving in, please come and see Gay TV. It starts at 1 a.m. sharp because we'll be out off the stage by 2:30, ready for the mini ball madness for Thanksgiving. How you doing? So Wednesday night, please come to the mini ball, because the mini ball is definitely all cash categories this Wednesday. And definitely come to the Thanksgiving bash, Gay TV. It starts every Wednesday, but this Wednesday is a special show because it's Thanksgiving time. So if you're upset or if you want to laugh and kiki at certain things, come through on a Wednesday, and I promise you, you would definitely fall out at this cast, because this cast is definitely hilarious in many sorts of ways. And if you think I'm lying, ask anybody that's seen the show. Don't get me wrong. We're definitely a new show. We have new ideas, and this is something new to us, and we're learning while we go. But you'll definitely get your $5 worth, I promise you. You would definitely want to come back to see another show, because the two shows that we did, they was laughing in the audience something terrible. And you know, I didn't think it was that funny myself, because we do it, so when we do it, we laugh. But the skits are so funny, you'd be like, bitch, this is basically reality. This is life. Some is funny and made up skits and shit, but a lot of it is reality. And we definitely have a message of each show we do. When we do a show and we have a message, meaning message means something in life that's wrong, that need to change, something in life that can better you, something in life that's strong and it gets, you know, values to the message that we send out. So we always have a message in either show, every show that we do. So it's just something that we can grow on and learn, because this is acting, because that's what we do, basically. It's basically a big show with everyone acting and striving to be actors or actresses for later on in life, and we could do, you know, skits and roles anywhere on TV. You know, so definitely that's what we're striving to do, make ourselves better for our craft. How you doing? So, yeah, it's something I always think about doing for the last 2 years, and I said, you know what, it's time to do it, and this is our third show. So if anybody's listening and anybody is coming home for Thanksgiving and their family lives in Georgia, why not come out Wednesday night and laugh with us and come to the mini ball? So both of them. All right? Because that would really, really, really be cute for y'all to come and see our Thanksgiving Gay TV show. Okay? Got it? Good. So, yeah, that should really, really be Banji Banji come. Now, before I go straight to my host, I heard, you know, the ball, and I ain't hear a lot about it, but I heard the ball in L.A. was cute, so hopefully that will be real, real cute, and hopefully people will call in and say what went on in L.A., and I still didn't make L.A. again. It seems like I cannot get to L.A. to save my pupils. How you doing? But I definitely want to come to L.A. I don't want L.A. to think I have something against them because I really love L.A. and I love the air. Now, I don't like the flight because the flight takes forever to get there, but I love everything else about L.A., period. And I think my co-host is back in the city of New York City because my co-host and everybody was in L.A., and who wasn't in L.A. must have been in North Carolina because North Carolina was, it was pumping. It was definitely a crowd of people. So just like I said, big ups definitely to North Carolina and Danville, because I enjoyed myself, period. And I'm one of the the role models, quote unquote, that can enjoy myself after losing. How are you doing? Because there's not a lot of people that can lose. They be bitter, they be over it, and blaming the world because they lost. It's not that serious. You can win, you can lose. Period. And if you keep losing, then you got to up your craft and do something else to win. And if you keep winning, I don't know, either you're eating it or shade, it's just like you, you're winning. And you know, it's always, when it comes to panels, it's always a mess. But the bottom line is if you came to this game to play the game, you play the game and you let it go. Don't take things personal, period. You find ways to fix them, either way it is, winning or losing. You find ways to fix them. Whatever the problem is, big ups to NY, I mean to NC, New York, I mean North Carolina and their ball. How you doing? So we're going to go straight to New York City to see the legendary Kelly, East Coast mother. How you doing?
And put your hands together on the bass, the real.
Wait, hold on, wait. Legendary.
The legendary Kelly Mizrahi.
Hello, how are you motherfucking doing, bitch? I am back on the motherfucking ear, honey. I had a fabulous weekend, and yes, the legend is in the building. How you doing, honey? But let me start off with saying, honey, the girls in the chat room is reading you down, Andre.
They what?
The girls in the chat room is giving it to you, honey. They go against every baby. They feel very bad for Spider. They have to deal with you sitting here for 20 minutes talking, and Spider has to deal with it 24/7. Child, I know you're blowing his mind with all that talking. How you doing?
I don't really talk until I get on the radio, so I watch movies and do everything else. I'm not a talker.
Yes. Hi to Miss Ebony. Everybody out there in Radio Land, we have to deal with Miss Ebony for another 3 nights, but my sister will definitely be back in town next weekend, honey.
That answer is true.
Yes, we have to deal with Miss Ebony for another two more nights, honey. But I'll definitely be meeting up with my sister on Wednesday in Hawaii. Aloha. How you doing, honey? Yes. So I hear you had a fabulous, fabulous weekend in North Carolina. I had such a fabulous weekend in L.A., honey. You know, Mother is jet lag, honey. Mother just got in about 7 o'clock this afternoon, honey, after having a fabulous weekend in L.A. with Mother Divine and all the children. How you doing?
How you doing?
Yes. So how was North Carolina? I heard it was cute.
North Carolina was really cute. I didn't think it was going to be that cute at first, but I didn't think the crowd was going to come through like they did, but the bitches was in the building, but they came to play.
Oh, yes.
Man was there, and Jay came out, and it was really cute for the North Carolina / Philly and some other people. Even Jameek was in the building, and the other twister, Lawrence, and it was really, really cute. It was a really cute North Carolina function.
Yes, honey. The children in the chat room is giving Miss Ebony too much, honey. Miss Ebony said, keep it cute, girls, before she blocks y'all, honey. Don't get slayed, honey. But L.A. was definitely fabulous. I definitely had a blast at L.A., honey. Mother Divine, legendary Mother Divine Chanel, and Father Nico Chanel, I give it up to y'all. Y'all had a fabulous, fabulous function. It was definitely cute. I definitely had fun. Definitely got to give it up.
That answer is...
Hello.
Yeah.
I definitely gotta give it up to Joaquin. He definitely rose out the red carpet, Virgin America. How you doing?
That answer is
honey. It was definitely did have fun, you know. It was definitely some cute highlights, honey. It was definitely some cute highlights at the Rumble this day. Where are the children at? The numbers is only at 34 in the chat room. Where y'all at, girls? Because the Rumble was definitely cute. Someone got knocked out at the Rumble this day and everything. It was a mess, honey. But before I get to the details of LA, let me get to the hold on. I have some details from the ball and I think it was in Kentucky. I got a picture.
They had a ball too, right?
Yeah, I got a picture of Neil Ebony, and I got a picture and a video of Neil Ebony after he was taking a shit and fell asleep on the toilet. I have the picture and the video was sent to me. It was a bad mistake. What else happened that I need to tell you about?
He fell asleep on the toilet.
Neil Ebony, I have the picture and the video. The girl sent it to me. Malcolm Auger.
Was he that tired or was he that high?
I don't know. But Malcolm Auger did definitely come out and show the girls, show the children that he was definitely real. Larry Mizrahi's mountain ball was definitely cute and hot. All the cash categories was given out. Oh, my sister, Miss Tayana, must call me. Tayana, give me a call. They said Miss Tayana got locked after the ball. And she was out 2.5 hours later. But call me, sister. Why did you get locked, honey? Yes, that's a little cap from that ball, honey. Hold on. I got some more tea, honey. Hold on. Oh, who is this? Oh, so Miss Scotta Child won grand prize at the ball. Hip Hop Scotta came out and he won realness. Ayana Khan, whoever that is, I guess that's the mother. She was out of drags in the hotel and trying to top all the Butch Queens and everything in the hotel, honey. It was definitely best. Larry Team won the money, but they only got half of the coins because it was a fight at the function, honey. So they only got half of the coins out there, honey. And look forward to seeing legendary goddess Rodeo's having a ball January 2010 in Detroit, Michigan. I'll be there, honey. Yes, that's a little from the Midwest, honey. That happened all in the Midwest. You know, I wasn't there, but the girl sent me the tea. Oh, and I don't know. I think Jack's going to have to find him a new captain for the Virginia team for runway for next month because Father Aunt LaCroix is locked up as of the 19th. So they finally caught up with him, and she's in jail. So Jack gotta have to find him a new captain for the Virginia team, so the Virginia team can still be on point. How you doing?
Ooh,
yes. Yes, but how's everybody doing in the chat room? How y'all doing? It's been a long weekend. It was balls in 3 different states. To all my 40 people that's in the chat room, how y'all doing? Yes. But on to L.A., honey. L.A. was just so cute. You know, I'm going to send Divine's number over to Miss Ebony so she can call Divine so Divine can definitely come up on the line. But L.A. was definitely, it was definitely cute. I definitely had fun. I vote that. Oh, wait, hold on. Who is this? I don't know what happened in North Carolina. Somebody just hit me up and said get to North Carolina. I wasn't in North Carolina. Andre talked about North Carolina. But if you got something to say about North Carolina, definitely feel free to definitely call in, honey. You know, we get only give you bits and pieces, and the girls have to call in and give us things that we didn't know or didn't see. So call in, honey. We don't have to give you all the tea. But L.A. was definitely cute. I definitely did have fun in L.A. It was cute. The Embassy Suites, the breakfast, dinner at Caroline's Kitchen with Mother Divine and Jack and Jeffrey and everybody. It was definitely cute. The function was definitely cute. I definitely got to give it up to, oh, my God. Malia Ebony, she definitely did come out on teams with Aniche, Chanel, and they definitely turned it out. Definitely got to give a big shout-out to Toy Ebony. Definitely did come and turn it out. Definitely Ken was definitely in the building. Legendary Pooh Chanel was definitely in the building. Came out and showed the girl that he still has it for his Realness with a Twist. He definitely did win a grand prize for Realness with a Twist. I definitely got to give it up to Ninja Garcon. Came out with his partner. I don't know his partner's name. And they definitely did Vogue and win the $1,000 this weekend. It was definitely cute. I definitely got to give it up to the Pretty Boy, CJ007, definitely came out and served the children for Pretty Boy. Got to give it up to Bijan for coming out the next night and serving CJ after CJ won over him at the awards ball. Bijan came out the next night and won over him at the Rumble. What else? I definitely got to give it up to Legendary Rose Chanel for definitely coming out to L.A. and scooping up her 750 real quick. Definitely came out and won Face. Definitely came out and won Realness. Then came back the next night at the Rumble and definitely won definitely won Face at the Rumble the next night. Definitely got to give it up to those Con girls from San Francisco. They definitely did come out, and they did come and play with the girls. Who else was in the building? Oh, I definitely got to give it up. I definitely got to give it up for the Rumble. Nobody came out to Rumble with the teams, but George Mizrahi team with for Sex Siren. It was definitely George Mizrahi, Vic Mizrahi, Lola Balenciaga, Ayana Milan, and I forgot the Con femme queen that was on their team. Definitely did come out and definitely did turn it out, honey. Even though they didn't have nobody to battle, if they would have had somebody to battle, I definitely think they would have played with the girls because it was definitely hot, honey. Hold on. Honey, I was not. Oh, first of all, I'm gonna get into that tea in definitely a minute. Hold on. Who is this? Somebody's texting me. Hold on. I'm gonna get into that tea. So let's see, can y'all calm down? Let me go one by one, honey. I'm getting there, honey. Oh, hello? Are you still there, Andre?
Yeah.
Okay, because you know I got so much stuff is coming and so many people are asking
questions.
Hold
on one second.
Hey, so you know, I definitely gotta give a big shout out to Maya Icon for definitely going all the way to LA, honey, and you know, and being out there in LA, having the Icon name all the way in LA. Definitely to Tashawn and Buka Milan, and for definitely being out there holding it up for the Milans. Definitely a big shout out to Nadia Milan, definitely for winning two of the years in LA. She definitely did turn it out. Definitely a big shout out to all the winners that definitely won in LA. A big shout out to Father George Mizrahi for winning two of the years in LA. Definitely to all the Chanels that won. Definitely to the House of Chanel for winning the House of the Year. Definitely to Mother Divine. It was fabulous, honey. But now,
Big up to
Mother Divine. Yes, definitely to Mother Divine. Yes, honey. Me and the Mother Divine, honey, you know, so let me get to the madness, honey, and all the other stuff that happened. Me and Mother Divine, you know, we was in the mall. Me, Mother Divine, Jack, and Jeffrey was in the mall yesterday. So, ciao. When I tell you it was so much in the mall last night, when I tell you it was just crazy in the mall yesterday, Andre, me and Mother Divine was reading the cunts down because they was really coming for us in the mall, honey. And then we almost had to attack this family in the mall. It was crazy.
Oh, shit.
It was fucking crazy because this cunt was trying it. Jack and Jeffrey was walking in front, and I was walking behind them, and Divine was walking behind me. And then the motherfucking family, Jack cut them off or whatever. They started reading and all types of shit, calling the girls out their name and everything. But Jack and them didn't hear, and me and I didn't hear either. So Divine was behind them, and so Divine sat there, and after they was kikiing and reading and stuff, Divine she started laughing with them and gave Divine, "Is it something funny?" And then read the cunt down for blood, bitch. I'm talking about she read the cunt down. And like 5 minutes later, we walking along, honey. And so this man come up to us and gives the very, "Did you say something to, one of y'all say something to my wife?" And me and Devon was about to tear the man up in the mall. Jack pulls out his camera. You know it's going to be on YouTube or someplace. So we was about to tear the man down in the mall and everything. It was crazy, honey. They would not have been ready the way me and Devon would have fucked that man up in that mall, bitch. And it was one of those little white malls, too, honey. They would have gagged and we would have beat that man in the mall, but it was crazy, honey. Baby. But, yeah, that was cute. And then, you know, it was a controversy because everybody wanted to know. I don't know the name of the mall. I don't know where it was at. It was someplace in Culver City. It was someplace over in Culver City. I don't know. I just know it was in Culver City. But, Chow, on other notes, you know, it was an incident at the ball that happened yesterday at the ball because everybody wants to know about this, what happened at the ball yesterday at the Rumble. The Rumble was cute, but the Rumble outside was even cuter, honey. So we was at the function and everything, and two Mizrahis got into it. I'm not going to put their names out there. They got into it. I had to read them and let them know there was going to be no fighting amongst them and everything and everything. So then one of the Mizrahis, his boyfriend, got involved in the situation outside of the place afterwards. No, I was not drunk. And what happened? Oh, and so his boyfriend got into it. They got into a little fight. I broke up the fight and everything. And then one of the friends that was involved with the situation, one of the friends that was with the other Mizrahi and his boyfriend that got involved in the situation, was just giving so much mistake. And he must be there to know who I was, mistake. And she jumped up in my face, mistake. And I had to knock her out, mistake. Child, please, honey. So I knocked somebody out in L.A., honey. And then my grandson knocked him out after that, honey. It was a fucking mess. How you doing, Miss Say? East Coast went to West Coast and knocked somebody out. How you doing? Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Andre?
I'm here, honey.
Oh, you get? Why are you gagging?
Because y'all knocking bitches out in West Coast, honey. What's the mess?
Baby, it was crazy mistake. I guess I'm telling him, like, you know, mind your business, you know, whatever, you know, you're not gonna get involved in this mistake. And she jumped up in my face and I was gagging. We just had this topic on Wednesday about Butch Queen jumping up in Femme Queen's face, and she really jumped up in my face and I was gagging. Y'all gonna have to wait for Jack to put up the video, because you know he has to edit it and everything and put everything together and collabo, but it would definitely be on Jack TV, and y'all could definitely see the video of me and Devon at the mall. The fight outside, the TKO, I don't know if y'all going to see that. I don't think that's going to be put on video, so I don't know if y'all going to see that. But, you know, hold on, I got some other tea that just came in. Oh, two LaCroix was locked this past weekend in North Carolina in their hotel room, still working on their names.
Oh, no.
Yes. Yeah, these girls in these hotel rooms, I be gagging at the girls. The girls think they're going to get everything for fucking free, mistake. If you get a free flight, what's wrong with playing for your fucking hotel room? Why you got to get a free flight, a free hotel room, and everything, bitch? What the fuck? Bitches ain't got fucking money? What the fuck, honey?
And if you don't got money, don't go.
Yes, but it was definitely cute. But if you're anybody that's definitely out there on the phone lines and you definitely want to come up and definitely recap some of the boys, because I know the girls are out there on the phone line from L.A., from North Carolina, from Midwest. Honey, definitely feel free to definitely press 1 at this time, and we'll definitely bring your call straight up on the line and get you girls up on the line, because I know girls have other tea and stuff that was missing, you know, an action mistake. It was really cute. And last night at the Rumble, all the girls that came out that walk other categories, they came out and they got their oil sheen sprayed up in their motherfucking, they got their oil sheen sprayed in their hair last night, and they Vogue, Miss Thing. My daughter Ayana Milan came out and she Vogue. Tyshawn Milan came out and he Vogue. Motherfucking Lola came out and she Vogue. I came out and I Vogue. Miss Jack Vogue. Mother Devon Vogue. The children was just Voguing last night at the Rumble when they was feeling it, honey.
The Voguing girls came out.
Yes, everybody came out in Vogue. So who won down in North
Kakalaki? Mm-hmm.
What you say?
What you said?
I said, who won down in North Kakalaki?
Mikey won the 500. Mikey Malone. He's a little midget boy. He was sitting, though. He was really, really sitting. He won for the runway. And Twister versus Sister. Somebody call in, because I forgot who actually. The Prodigies won Twister versus Sister. It was like two or three of them left. The Prodigies.
Oh, I know that's right.
That was like the cash category, basically.
Oh, I know that's for tea, honey. But I just wanted to tell everybody, definitely go over to L.A. and support the ballroom scene in L.A. It's definitely a fab place, and the place where they have the functions at is definitely a cute place where they have the functions at. The girls don't get rushed for their time. You can definitely, it's definitely a very go to the club. You can go to the club before the ball, and then after that you go to the ball. They don't get rushed out. They definitely get through all their categories, and Nico definitely did give out all his fucking cash. They got through all, like, 30 categories, and Nico gave out every last fucking dime. And then the next night, Jack, Nico, Hollywood, and Devon had their ball. The girls came out definitely. It wasn't that many girls at the Rumble, but everybody definitely did get their cash for every category. They definitely did walk. They definitely got their cash, and it was definitely, it was fun. I really enjoyed myself at the ball, you know, especially one on Saturday. It was, ooh, it was cute, honey. Yeah, how you doing? The Gassons was out. The Gassons was out. Some of the Mugliers was out. The Chanels was out. The Mizrahis was out. The Van Cartiers was out. And, you know, the girls were definitely, the Cons was out. The girls was definitely
out. Who opened the house of Van Cartier?
The House of Incarcy, I don't know the young lady name. I battled her last night for realness. I don't know her name. She used to be a Chanel, and she opened her own house in Chanel, you know, but I really don't know her name. And I got to definitely congratulate myself and my daughter, Harmony, for definitely winning realness last night. Definitely to Esco and to the other AG that's in the house, Mizrahi, last night for definitely winning Butch realness at the function last night. Definitely to the Chanel girls for definitely winning Drax realness at the Rumble last night. Definitely to the Chanel children that came out and turned open to all performance out at the Rumble. Y'all definitely came out and y'all definitely turned it the fuck out and y'all took it another notch. And all those Chanel children that's out there that definitely Vogue and brings the motherfucking category, it's time for y'all to go past the state line and bring it to New York, bring it to Atlanta, bring it someplace, because y'all bitches definitely do have talent, and y'all talent is unseen because y'all only stay in L.A., so it's definitely time for y'all to come up the fuck up out of L.A. Honey, hopefully maybe for the awards ball on the 19th of December here in New York, in the Bronx, definitely bring it to New York and let the girls know exactly what the fuck it is. How you doing?
How you doing?
But do we have a switchboard? Do we have any callers? Oh, why? Do we have any callers, switchboard, Miss Ebony? Hold on. Yes. Congratulations, Harms. How you doing? Yes, sonny. Baby, you know, I was really cute, Miss Thang, and you know, because I was on a light situation, Miss Thang, but she know who she is, Miss Milan, honey. Her days are numbered, honey. How you doing? I was being nice this weekend, Miss Thang, honey. But do we have? Oh, we have a caller, 704-241. You on the air on the recap show? How you doing, caller? 704-241, you on the air? Okay, I guess not. Can you hear me, Andre?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. 215-513, you're on the air for the recap show. How you doing?
Fine,
John. What's going on? Who's this? Hello?
Now, I want to be on the air.
215-513, you're on the air. 531, you're on the air. 215-531, you're on the air. Okay, next caller, please. 347-435, you're on the air on the recap show. How you doing? 347-435, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes?
I'm just listening, but this is Malaysia. How y'all doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Okay, thank you for just listening.
All right.
Okay, next caller, please. Oh, hold on. Somebody just texted me and said the LaCroix didn't get locked up this past weekend for their craft in the hotel room. It was an escort off of Craigslist that had got locked.
Ooh.
Yes. Ooh, let me say the girls gets the tea, honey.
Escorts do get locked, too.
704-858. You're on the air on the recap show. How you doing? 704-858. You're on the air. How you doing?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just listening, man.
Okay, thank you for just listening. Okay, next caller, switchboard, if we have one.
When you think about it, how you going to get locked for selling your own pussy? Like, just my pussy, bitch. If I want to sell it, let me sell my motherfucking pussy. I guess
know.
They don't want you to make money while you sell it, honey. They want you to just give it away free.
Baby, well, I don't know, honey. Bitch, I don't know what's going on with these girls, honey, and shit, honey. These girls play games on the phone lines, honey. Let me get my sister's phone number, honey. With the girls, 404-992. You're on the air on the recap show. How you doing? 404-992. You're on the air on the recap show. What is going on with these girls and these phone numbers? Oh, hold on. 404-839. You're on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
What you doing, girl?
I'm not doing anything. I'm just sitting here relaxing.
Oh, you made it home safe, my sister?
Yes, I sure did, honey. Are you still in L.A.? Are you still in L.A. enjoying all your coins that you racked up this weekend?
Yes, I am.
Yes. Honey, this is the legendary Mother Rose Chanel on the phone, honey. She racked up this weekend, honey.
Yes, I had a wonderful time.
Yes, I did.
You.
I did have a blast. I did definitely have a blast this weekend in L.A., honey. It was definitely a blast. Are you still in L.A.?
Yeah, girl, I'm still here.
Oh,
Nico
you
over there cooking up a storm.
Did you go bowling
huh?
with the girls?
No, Divine is actually bowling. We're going to probably meet her at the bowling alley, but Nico over here is cooking up a storm, honey.
Oh,
making
I know
steak
right.
and eggs and potatoes.
And tell Nico I enjoyed myself and the boy was fabulous, honey, and I told all the girls he gave out all his change, honey.
Nico, she said that she told the girls that you gave out all your change and she enjoyed herself and she can't wait to see you next time and she loves you and she said give you a big fat kiss. Mm.
Yes.
Hi, Andre.
Hey, mother.
What's it to you? How's everybody on the radio? How's the radio life?
We just sitting here just enjoying ourselves, honey, recapping North Carolina and Detroit and L.A., all the balls that happened this weekend.
Okay. So did you like that look, Miss Kelly? You like
Ooh,
that,
yes.
Mom?
Oh, yes, honey. You came by. The girls was not ready, honey. I guess, honey. You came in. You just came in your jeans and your sneakers mistake, and you was up in that bathroom. You came out that bathroom all dressed up, and the girls wasn't ready, honey.
Which one did you like
ready.
More?
I like the outfit at her awards ball. I got my life from her. I was looking at her like, ooh, I need that, honey. I need her in my life.
Yes, girl. Whenever you're ready for me to make you a dress, let me know.
I sure will call you and let you know.
Holla, holla.
Okay. That's the legendary Mother Rose Chanel on the phone. She's over at Father Nico's house and he's cooking dinner. How you doing?
How you doing? I love y'all all. Just wanted to give you a shout out, Mama.
Okay. Thank you, Rose.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Next caller, please, switchboard. Yes. 321-439. You're on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
How you doing? What's up, Kelly, Andre? This is Econ. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Fabulous balls were this weekend in North Carolina.
Yes. We had a good time. I was calling in to let everybody know publicly. We definitely appreciate all the support we received here in the Carolinas this weekend. We had an outstanding time, phenomenal crowd. Andre, thank you so much for coming up. Everything.
More than welcome. I'll definitely be back. I like North Carolina.
That's what's up. We're getting everything geared up and ready for the North Carolina Awards Ball coming up in February.
Yeah,
that's
about
it. I would definitely be in North Carolina. I definitely bring
it. Bush Street up in drags, $1,000.
We're bringing all my Bush Street up in drags down there for that $1,000, honey.
That's right. February 20th in Charlotte, North Carolina. It's going down.
It's cute.
It's definitely going to be sad, buddy. I would definitely be in the building.
How you doing?
How you doing,
hey, Andre, what do you think about all those effects from Runway?
Oh, my God. They were sitting, bitch. I mean, okay. Really, like, when it comes to, I never really, tell people, how, like, who's sitting and who's not. But who I really get my motherfucking life from, though, bitch, when it comes to effects, they remind me of so much of myself.
Okay.
It's fucking Junie, Jonathan, and Mikey, bitch. Oh, my
okay.
God. Them, I mean, don't get me wrong. It's a lot of other ones that I don't know names of, but them three right there, bitch, when it comes to fashion, bitch, it's
okay.
Fucking over, bitch. It's over. And a lot of them for Runway was sitting, bitch. I can name, like, about 7 different people that I was looking at, like, bitch, they are coming to play, bitch.
Okay.
Yep.
Definitely congratulations to Mikey Milan for the $500
win. Yeah, and Mikey
win.
Was sitting. Mikey was sitting. Mikey was definitely, I didn't get to see him walk, but he was sitting. He was fucking, and that's what, I'll tell everybody this. Your appearance of any category is more than sometimes winning. Because even if you lose, they can say, bitch, she was in the building, though. And Mikey was definitely in the building. Congratulations, Mikey. Yep.
Congratulations. But I definitely wanted to chime in and just tell y'all I definitely appreciate it and the support that we received in the Carolinas. We don't take it for granted. Both Jerry and myself would definitely, again, appreciate everyone. Kelly, we look forward to seeing you back down here in the Carolinas.
Yeah, and definitely big ups to Jerry, too, because he definitely made me warm, and he said thank you twice for me to come down there. And, yeah, definitely big ups to Jerry.
So sad.
I will definitely be down there.
All right.
You in the house?
For me?
Yeah.
For me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm at home, yes.
It sounds like you're in the bed.
I'm about to be. You know me, I'm a working man. I got to get up early in the morning. I'm about to be.
I know that's right. All right.
Thank you for definitely calling in, Econ.
No problem, Kelly. Andre, y'all take
okay. Thank you very much. Okay. I just got some more tea that just came in, honey. Andre, you be forgetting all the dirt and the gossip mistake. What the fuck? Honey, they gave the man, Camaro was on the Jettis panel this weekend in North Carolina, and he was being fucking fierce and chopping all the fucking girls, mistake. That's why all his fucking children left from Atlanta for him motherfucking trying it. The Mizrahi Vogue fam, Virgin Vogue did a good job, even including the legends and the icons that was on the panel gave them their votes, and Camaro chopped them. What the fuck is on this late queen's mind?
Who knows?
Honey. You been forgetting all the stuff, mistake. The girls had to IM me to stop, honey. What
no,
the
first
day?
Of all, I be in. First of all, it was so crowded. I was in the back. They didn't have like regular tables that you can buy. They had like it was set up different. And you know, the only time I really came to the front was when they did the grandpa like Twister versus Sister. I watched that, but it was so crowded. And then they did tell one person did say Camaro chopped them or whatever. But you can't, like, when somebody gets chopped, the only thing you can say is, okay, you can't stop a ball when you get chopped for a category. Even if it was shade or not, you learn from it, you tell your family, and let them try to fix it in another way, even if it's not fixed at that time.
Oh, 704-232, you're on the air on the recap show. How you doing? 704-232, you're on the air. Oh, they gone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they gave the red Camaro was red by Rodney and Booty for his late ass antics as well, honey. Oh, and the girls just hit me up and just told me Miss Rodney late drunk eyes was on the panel at the ball in DC and he was chopping all the girls and spraying that silly string in their face. How dare him. It was a ball in D.C. this weekend also, mistake. Oh, somebody called to give me the tea. What happened at the ball in D.C.? How you doing?
North Carolina, Kentucky, and L.A. How you doing?
Yes. Private caller, you're on the air on the recap show. How you doing? Private caller, you're on the air on the recap show. Okay. Private caller? Hello? Okay, I guess not. Oh, I need the rest of the number. Switch. I need the rest of the number. Miss Ebony, honey, it's only a portion of the number. Get it together, girl. Okay. I waited for the rest of this number to come through. She only sent me half of the number. 404-932. You're on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
How you doing?
What's going on?
Oh, nothing much. Just calling in to say what's up and stuff.
Nothing much. How you doing, Lala?
Oh, nothing. Recuperating from my weekend, boo. Is it just the one? Are you just here by yourself?
No, Andre's here.
Hi, Icon. Hey, Icon.
Nice seeing you this weekend.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
Snuck up on the kids, huh? It was really fun. I really enjoyed myself. I will be back. Carolina's is very, very cute.
Oh,
very, 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 very cute. Very, very cute. Thank you for all the bunnies that was in the building, and thank you for your numbers. I will be in touch, and how you doing?
Oh, my
that
God. Wait, hold on, Lala. Kamara needs to call in here, Miss Thang. They gave it away. Some more of the kids left the House of Blahnik this weekend, Miss Thang, because Kamara was trying to charge them $100 to drive to North Carolina. What the fuck?
What you going to say, Lala?
I'm going to leave it alone. But I need that helmet that you have. I need that in my life.
I know that's my thing.
You had gave me what? I'm not going to lie, honey. The kids came from runway with the whole bunch of effects. I said, I need that. I need that. And then some of them said, honey, that should have been put on that. And they should have been in the back switching the pieces together, honey. Because it was some cute. The kids came and played. I didn't even know the icon was going to tip out there, honey. I seen you over there messing with something. I said, what is he over there messing with? Thought maybe he was getting the kid, the other Mizrahis together. But, honey, no. Father said, I'm coming to play too. That was cute. It was actually one bar. I said it was no fights. There was no nothing besides a little, that little poor little drunk butch queen that was everywhere, honey, trying to fight everybody. That poor drunk soul. Did you see him, Andre?
Yes, I seen him.
He was going off, honey. His lover has walking schoolboy realness, so he was upset that the girls didn't see it.
Oh, shit. That's here about Camaro. Somebody said Rodney said that. Rodney Corlin, Camaro Corlin, honey. And the ball in D.C. was given by Father Clarence Starr. And that ball was on Sunday, and they said it was packed down. He finished everything but performance for the 200.
I know that's right. So definitely every ball had fun this weekend, and every ball was packed. I know that's right.
Yeah,
so we don't know about Kentucky. That Hurricane Ticket was packed too, I think. Yeah.
Yes, honey.
So when you come back to the A, Kelly.
I need,
When you come back to the A, honey, we have to do Girls Night Out.
When the next time Andre have something.
Well, Ty, you must be single, sexy, and free, so Andre shouldn't stop doing, baby. You single, sexy, and free.
I don't know about Atlanta. They said the rates is very high in Atlanta.
You know what? I'm going to run through this phone, bitch.
I don't know about stepping in Atlanta. I have to go to the website and check the stats and stuff from the state that I'm going to, honey. Whatever states have the lowest stats, that's where I'm going to. And I think Atlanta is up there. So I don't know if I'm going to be, touching Atlanta.
Kelly, you are a
you just got to do a thorough cleansing and make sure you go through.
Yeah, baby, you're supposed to not just trust everybody's stats, baby. You gotta have your own personal analyst for yourself that will come and give you a personal Kelly Mizrahi demographics of the area where you're going to be at, boo boo.
Okay.
You just can't you gotta be very in this wet land. You gotta be very specific where you lay your head, Because you might get fleas, put a look and say, honey, be messing around bringing fleas around here, swing bada bada.
Fleas or ticks, the way this world goes.
Okay.
Oh, wait, fleas, ticks, or crabs. They jump from bed to bed, too.
So, you know anything special this Wednesday, Andre, for your little thing?
Oh, yeah, we definitely got gay TV. It started at 1 a.m., and then we're doing, I don't know if you've never seen the shows yet, right?
No, what's going on with that? Yeah, I think that
we do an acting comedy show every Wednesday now at 1 a.m. It's called Gay TV. It's only $5 to get in. And after that, it ends by 3, and then the mini ball starts. So definitely Thanksgiving, we have a special show. So if you can make it out, it definitely would be appreciated to see our funny skit. When I mean the show is really hilarious, and we have so much fun with it, you would definitely enjoy yourself and laugh at the girls.
Oh, that's something really cute. That's really, really cute. I have nothing really to do this week. I was cooking Thanksgiving dinner, but half of my kids is going home, which is a good thing. They need to go see their real family. So I love the kids for that. So it's just going to be me and my sister and then one of my friends from out of state's coming in. So I'm going to have to find something to do. So I think I will, you know, tip out. It's my friend's first time in Atlanta.
Yeah, this is our third show, and this one is a big show because of Thanksgiving. It started
at
1 a.m. At 708 is right before.
Oh,
the
okay. Oh, okay.
So,
that's
yeah,
real cute.
Yeah, and if you stay, you can definitely stay. Once you're in there, you can stay in the building for the mini ball, you know, after that.
Uh-huh.
Because it's $5 to get in for the show, and then you can actually stay for the mini ball. But if you come later, then it's $10. You know, that's how it goes. But
yeah.
I would love for you to see our show so you could give us, you know, give us what you think about it because we are a growing show. And it's the first show ever in Georgia. There's nothing but talent. It's nothing but an acting show for
That is something that is really, really different. And I actually, there's a lot of people that's in Atlanta that actually gets into that. Like, I didn't even know that until I went to the gay pride this year. And I went to the little host hotel that they had the little stage shows and stuff at. And I've seen people like singing and acting and doing poetry. I'm like, girl, I didn't know you did that. They were like, yeah. I'm like, well, honey, you just do. That's the problem. So you know you do that, honey, because wow. See, a lot of the Baltimore girls doing things I didn't know they did. You know, like in New York, people know about it because it's known. You know, people have really made their name in that. But in Atlanta, there's a lot of talent here outside the ballroom, but people really don't brag upon it, baby. If you can act, you can write, you can do something, baby, don't be ashamed of it, honey. If you can cook, let us know, honey.
That's right.
So, Kelly, will I be getting my sweet potato pies FedEx to me, honey, because before the holidays get here, honey? Because I know you're cooking a, I know she's cooking a storm up there. I know you're cooking up a storm for this weekend, for this Thursday.
Who? Me?
You.
Oh, no, I'm not cooking. I'm leaving Wednesday afternoon at 4:55.
You're not cooking?
Baby, no, I'm not cooking. I'm going to Hawaii. I'm going to have Thanksgiving in
Hawaii. How you doing?
I'll be in Hawaii for 2 days, honey. I'll be back in New York City Friday afternoon, honey. How you doing?
Well, just make sure you get laid enough for the both of us, you know, as soon as you get off that plane, they lay you.
Oh, yes. Hawaii cock, honey. Hawaii cock. How you doing?
Hawaii cock.
Yes, baby. International, honey. Bitch, I might find me an international dyke or trans man to bring back. How you doing?
Ooh. So what was your highlights from the ball, Andre?
The only two categories I really, really enjoyed was Runway. And I enjoyed performance, like Twista versus Sister.
Oh yeah, you know, maybe I have a newfound appreciation for Riddles for the Twist.
I know that's right.
It's three of them. How you doing? I'm coming to see. I was like, wow. I did too. I know me. No, I just normally just played that category news, but that night for some reason I said, hey, how you doing?
Okay.
The kids, the boys that came to play.
Mm-hmm.
And they got done doing their thing. They went right back to a boy. I was like, ooh, let me find them.
Them the ones that you appreciate.
Yes, it was like two of them. I was like, how you doing? Like one had like the little Manador outfit on.
Oh, how you doing? He stayed to the
end. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
Yes, well, I was like, let me find out. That's what it's giving.
Mm-hmm.
That's my new category. I'm loving this quarter.
I know that's right.
Yes. Sex Siren was okay to me.
I missed that one because I was getting dressed for the runway, but I missed Sex Siren. But I heard Sex Siren was cute, though. It was all right.
Yeah, it was. It was nice to see my sister, honey, walk out there. My sister Lily, honey. I said, oh, let me find out.
Mother Lily from South
yes,
Carolina.
Yes, baby. I said, yes. My sister really came to the building.
Okay.
Let me find out. That's your category. Hey, Sid, what you doing out here?
Okay, we have another caller, private caller. You're on the air of the recap show. How you doing, private caller?
Yeah, I want to say that Sex Siren is real good because I had a Mizrahi that walked with his dick out.
Excuse me?
Oh, yeah, I heard one of my kids from Atlanta came out with the dick all out from Kyron. Yeah, I heard Kyron just pulled the dick out and paid it, honey.
Yeah, he did. It looked real good.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Wow.
They said they were crazy. I ain't see it. I was in the back. All right.
Thank you for calling in, private caller.
My brother Kyron, baby. You just slide us a mess, baby. The kids are going to be hitting you up.
Yeah, he already said everybody was hitting him up after that.
Oh my god.
You know, the kids only need to see a piece of cock, bitch, and they go crazy like it's food, honey.
They so will, honey. They don't even get into the whole loo. They didn't see the meat and it's tense.
Ain't that sad, bitch? That's so sad.
They can just forget the whole effect. Girl, you're supposed to have all red. Oh, I'm sorry. I was looking at the meat. It's tense across the floor.
Okay, and the meat is pink, but they got it all purple.
Okay.
The children are pulling out their tray. Oh, my God. What the fuck?
It was very cute, though. It was no fights, no disagreements. I was, like, really happy it ran. One thing about it is it was so crowded up in there, but...
I need Camaro to call in. I need Rodney to call in, honey. I want to know what the fuck is going on. How you doing?
Camaro?
Yes. Baby, I want the girls up on this line, honey.
They got a father's quarrel going on?
I don't know, honey. I want to know why Rodney was saying Camaro was charging the kids $100 for thinking that's why the children was leaving. What the fuck?
North Carolina is only one full up.
What'd you say?
Well, North Carolina, let's break it down. North Carolina's only one full up to go there, that's $40. Maybe if you got a big car, you have one full up to come back, that's another $40. Mm-hmm. And if you buy a cheap hotel, so all together the whole weekend would be $120 and you have five seats in the car. If you charge $100 each seat, that's $400 to go to North Carolina.
Go on that orbit.com, honey, and book your little hotel at the Ramada Inn. That's where the Dow was at, baby. It was really lovely for 40 girls, and I had a lovely continental breakfast in the morning. Couldn't beat that.
Okay.
Me and the children were in the lobby tearing the continental breakfast up. We gave them what they needed.
and that's really, really cute for a cheap price. And I was paying the same price. I wasn't in a four-star, but, you know, Super 8 and Super 6 or whatever they'd be called, they tend to special hotels, and you could get them all for $40, so you could sit in double beds, and you could have all your girlfriends, or you could get four rooms in a row for $120 and have them. You're only there for a few hours anyway because you're not staying at night. You're only staying very, like, 9 a.m. or 8 a.m. to 12 because you check it out at 12 to go home.
Yep, it worked really out. It was a cute little weekend, a cute little cheap weekend. I know Charlotte was giving all that, so I said, honey, that might be my little excursion. I will be pumping down there for the Carolina Awards Ball. If it's going to be hot like that, I can imagine how hot it's going to get. I will be there for that.
I will definitely be in North Carolina for the Awards Ball. I'm definitely coming down where I was dragged for that coin, honey.
You bringing yours, and I'm bringing mine, so... The Mizrahis is going to be in the building. I got about four that's going, bitch. How you doing?
And I'm taking all five of mine. How you doing?
So got nine hoes in the building. How you doing? You know what? I'm going to find another hoe. We're going to narrow that down. We're going to have 10 hoes walking that bitch. How you doing?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have to come check out your little thing on Wednesday.
Yeah, that would be real. So you could definitely... You know, come back on Monday on the radio and say how it is. I want someone to say how it is from their eye and their point of view of something new in the city to do, you know.
Also, we have another caller, 708-374. You on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
How you doing? Well, what's up, Kelly?
What's going on? You got to get away from your computer.
I'm away. I am now.
Okay. What's T?
So what's going on? The girl said I was blocked.
Yes.
girl,
the girl said you got locked for 2.5 hours. What's the T, sister?
Girl, I was like Rosa Parks, girl. I was fighting for my rights.
Oh, you was fighting for your life.
That too.
I know that's right,
bitch.
Did
They had to let black people go, honey. They said they only kept you for 2.5 hours and they let you go.
Yeah, girl. They said that they had to show me who was boss.
Oh.
That's what it was.
Oh, bitch. What did you do out there, bitch, to get yourself in trouble?
Well, I told them to get their cameras out because they was, you know, those white cops out there, they was doing the black folks wrong. So I told all the black kids to get their cameras out. So they was like, you're trying to start a riot. And that's what I got locked up for telling people to get their cameras out to record the police arresting the guy that hit the police car.
Oh, my God, bitch. A fool.
Right. But just to let everyone know, you know, when you have a clear name, you know, you get that within the next 2 hours.
I know, that's right. Well, I'm glad you home, honey. I'm glad they ain't keep you, honey.
Okay, girl. And Kelly, the comment that you made earlier, you can keep those girls at home, okay? That's my money.
Oh, you coming to North Carolina?
Oh, yes. You know I got to come to play. So tell those other girls to stay at home.
Bells on, darling. Come with bells, because my daughters is not playing with this one.
And mother Jaja Mizrahi just hit me up and said she already got 6 girls already from North Carolina that's coming.
I know that's right. That's all they going to do is come. That's all they gonna do is come. Watch me. Watch me walk away with y'all money out.
And she gonna leave with the change. That's what you said, right?
Well, I just wanted to call in and say hello and, you know, clear everything.
Okay. Thank you for calling in.
All right, Seth.
Okay. Yes, right, I definitely gotta give a big shout out to my son Rock 007 and my son Renardo Milan. How you doing? Mother loves you. Yes. Definitely got to give a shout-out to all the girls that's still in motherfucking L.A. at the bowling alley right now, bowling. Jack, Kool-Aid, Joelle, Tashawn, Maya, Buka, Mother Devine, and whoever else is with them, and Jeffrey. How y'all doing? Enjoy yourself at the bowling alley. Mother East Coast had to get back off the West Coast and come back to her coast. So I'm here.
Mother East Coast. 347-577.
You on the air. How you doing, sister?
Well, girl, there wasn't no more room on you on for you on that West Coast, darling.
Baby, I had to come back, honey.
There was no more room left for you on that West Coast, girl. You have to get back over here where you belong. Hi, Icon. How are you?
Andre.
Huh?
Hello? He's talking to somebody, girl.
Hmm. So how was L.A.? Was it cute?
Oh, I had
and
so
I don't mean
fun.
Was it cute. I mean, was it cute?
Oh, no.
Hey, Nikki.
Hey, Icon, what's going on?
I didn't do anything. I got there like 10:30. I got there like 10:30 in the morning on Saturday morning. And we rode around and went to the mall. We went to the mall and things and everything. And then we got ready. We came back after the mall and stuff and went to sleep. When we woke up, it was like 1:30 in the morning. We had to get ready for the ball. I really didn't do anything. I wasn't, you know, out there for that. I got to give a big shout-out to Quincy Icon on webcam. How you doing, Quincy?
Oh, he is always on webcam. Where are you? Get off that webcam.
Honey, yes.
Who's pulling out meats? That's all you got to do for a queen to go crazy. Who pulled out the meat?
It was one of the
Mizrahis
from Atlanta.
Mm.
That is me.
Mm. Mizrahis, Atlanta.
Yeah, it was a new one, too. His name is Kyram. He's from Atlanta, Georgia.
Mm.
Yeah.
He said he put out the meat, and the crowd said hooray and went to the
well,
you know, girls,
they said he poured out the beat and the crowd said hooray.
Well, Kyra, how you doing?
He done started something.
First of all, if the crowd went hooray, he have to have like I heard like 10 or 11 or something. I don't know what the lady got.
Is he coming to New York for the awards ball?
Oh, he follows me everywhere. How you doing?
Oh,
where's the awards board? I heard you mention the Bronx. Wait, come on, give me see. We're in the Bronx.
Oh.
I said, give me see. I heard you mention the awards board and BX.
The awards board is definitely in the Bronx. It's definitely on 134th. and St. Anne's Avenue is at the same place where I have the club, where we have me and Shamel has our Battle Zones Thursday. But upstairs is the main ballroom. It's upstairs, and downstairs is where we have the club at on Thursday nights. So if the girls want to come out and you want to see the venue, honey, me and Shamel is definitely going to be doing something the Thursday before the awards ball. So you can definitely come out. It's fab. And for the awards ball, it's going to be the upstairs and the downstairs. So where we have the mini balls at downstairs, it's going to be, they're going to have, the ball is going to be upstairs, and you can get dressed and have cocktails and everything and party and stuff downstairs.
Okay, that's the 41 bus for me, darling.
Yes. How you doing?
Right there.
Yes. Or $8 cab ride.
Oh, yeah. Well, it all depends on how I'm feeling and what's in my pocket, but I'll be there. So that means if I have to take the bus, I'll be on that bus. I'll be there. It's right there. That's like 15, 20 minutes away. Oh, that should be real cute.
Yeah,
and
you
still
finally
have
the hose come. Now finally the hose got to come to your backyard. How you doing?
Uh-huh, I like that. Bring it. You still have open to all, away $500.
I don't, the flyer is actually on walk for me. I forgot exactly what's up there because Jack did most of it. I did some category. So I really forgot. You got to get up there and look at it because I can't even remember.
Okay.
I can't remember what's the grand offhand.
So now you're going to Hawaii. You just out and about and feeling sexy. You're determined to lose that weight. So you just flying everywhere.
Baby, and Mother Divine, when I tell you Mother Divine got me this service, Miss Thing, it is so fab, bitch. Mother Divine came to New York like about 3 or 4 months ago, and she had on this red and white and black checkerboard shirt, honey. She wore the shirt again this weekend in L.A. She had to take and hook it with a safety pin and then put her belt around the waist, Miss Thing, because she was taking these pills, Miss Thing. And she got me 2 bottles of these pills, girl. So with my remedy of my yogurt and juices and my Special K and these pills, I'm going to do exactly what I need to do to lose this 180 pounds. How you doing?
Oh,
girl.
Oh, you going to be thin, girl?
I'm on
180
mission.
Pounds. We might have to walk past that whole bitch.
Okay.
I'm on a mission to say I'm trying to get back the way I was when I came back from a Jamaica, a size 12, 14. How you doing?
And now you're size 44, 45?
Don't ask me. You never ask a woman. You would never ask a woman her age and her size.
How did this bitch up from 12, 14 to 44, 45?
I know that's a big-ass bitch, honey.
You never ask a woman her size, Miss Day. But, and don't forget, tomorrow night is no longer What the Fuck Tuesday. It is Dating Tuesday. So if you're definitely a butch queen or a film queen that's out there and you're looking for love, I'm the new ballroom matchmaker, honey. I am me your name and your picture and the person that you want, honey, and I'll get them on the line, honey, and I'll see if you're their cup of tea. How you doing?
Well, I seen the person that I went Saturday.
Where you see him at Saturday?
Downtown, girl, let me, girl.
Was it Fashion Outside on Saturday?
I went down there. Actually, A. Sinden was here from North Carolina, and they came, and they wanted me to drive down there with them. So I went down there quickly, so I was in and out. But I went to the pizza store, and this light-skinned butch queen, mind you, Kelly, I think you know this, y'all. He's light-skinned. He's tall, slim. You know, he gave me this look like, ooh, that's a drag. But then when we got over there by in front of Chi-Chi's, and, you know, I'm talking to Larry and all the girls in front of Chi-Chi, I happened to turn around, and I looked back, and, girl, he gave me butch queen teeth. Jahira was gagging. He gave me, like, what the fuck are you looking at? I said, not really nothing. Mind you, I looked him up and down, not really nothing. I am completely sober. I had nothing in my system, so I'm just looking at him. But I just gagged that he gave me all of that. I'm like, I wasn't looking at really nothing. He done got off the phone with his friend, came, he's just talking, yes, and la, 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 and what the fuck. So me and Jahira was sitting there, mind you, I'm doing everything in my power to regret. I'm just saying to him, you don't know who I am, and you're going to regret this, and I'm going to regret this also. So I'm just going to leave this door. I turned my back. Oh, golly, he came and stood next to me. He said, I'm standing right here next to you. La, 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 la. I was standing there like, oh, he really went, but I didn't even think to attack him. Because you know when someone looks like Andre, like they like you, and they just going all in like that. It was very that. He didn't give me a real hostile attitude where he needed to go through Chi-Chi's window. He just, you know, was just just being real aggressive and making all these comments.
Yeah,
and
just giving you stern, aggressive,
yes.
Like, liking. Yeah.
Yes, and mind you, what y'all can say is, do y'all know, what are y'all going to do? Y'all want to fuck or something? Like, that's what it was given if you were standing there like, what's wrong with y'all? Because it just came out of nowhere. He went off.
Oh. When do the kids get out of school?
Well, they get out on the, see, Thanksgiving is different. They get out the day before Thanksgiving, darling, and they are back Monday.
Easter they get 2 weeks. Easter they get my
No, it's Christmas. They get out on the 23rd or the 24th of Christmas, and they do not go back until the 5th of January.
And then Easter, that's a spring break
one.
Around.
Yeah, that's spring break.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's spring break.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And when the kids get out of school, you know. Oof, girl.
So I know Splash is going to be cute this on Wednesday, honey. I might have to be in the building.
And who's going to be up in there? Oh, someone said Nicole is beautiful, Audrey, just a desperate housewife. How you know my story like that? He said just a desperate housewife.
Yes, honey.
So, Andre, you didn't make it to L.A.?
No, I never made it. My money wasn't right, and I'm the type, I don't go nowhere if I can't really have fun like I want to. So.
Yeah, or get back on your own time or when you decide to get
back.
Well,
baby, mother coins wasn't right, honey, but I had to be in the motherfucking building, honey. She was, I had my life, Miss Say. Hold on, y'all, we got a caller, 313-743. You're on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
How you doing? What's up?
All that noise in your background is too much.
It's not. What's up?
Oh, I'm at a party.
Oh, who's up in the party?
I'm at a friend's house. They're playing cards and drinking. And everybody eat meatballs.
Okay.
Yes. Hey, Daddy.
That doesn't mean everybody's eating meatballs.
Hello?
Yeah. Well, I was just calling. Hey, Kelly.
Hey, Gaytay.
Hey, Nicole.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Just being gay, trying to get the tea over here.
Are you eating meatballs, too?
I don't eat nobody's food.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I call in tomorrow.
Okay,
at least she's gonna call in tomorrow. Though. At least she's gonna call in tomorrow. Where is Nose? And did he get married?
No.
You gotta go. Nose, call in, text me, do something.
Nose, no text you, Andre. Call in.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, he usually texts me first. He might be online because he texts me yet.
Hello.
Spill
it.
What?
Whatever you going, oh, baby. What?
Okay. And then she going to go,
I don't know if that's still good.
You already got something in your mouth, Miss Thing.
I was drinking something.
Everything but the right now.
I want to say hi to my bitchy cousin, sister, Trisha Khan. How you doing, sister?
Hey, Trisha.
Yes, honey. Oh, Andre, the girls want to know if the gays have replaced your liquor yet.
Oh, no, but she claimed she was coming tomorrow to replace it. So we're
Wait. Did you get your liquor back at all?
No, I never get nothing
okay,
back.
Okay, straight, first of all, it's not.
Please,
I can't be kind. Wait,
not.
I'm not going to be kind. Let me tell you something, Banshee kind.
Oh, I'm getting them. You already know the
you are fucking playing. They better know the fuck you ain't. What?
They don't. First of all, Ginger know me, so Ginger know. They're going to get served. That's why Ginger hit it and never even came back to Atlanta.
And Ginger would not walk around with no wig ever again.
Oh, shit. Andre.
I'm going to get them bitches in the name of Jerusalem, bitch. They are going to cringe.
They need to.
And every time I keep one, I bring it on the radio and tell y'all what I
shout
did.
Out to overall mother, Kiana Eliso.
How you doing?
Andre, you better not play. Let me find out that it wasn't no big gag, Andre. I don't care what drink, water, wig, whatever's necessary.
Baby, I'm going to
public,
Nicole,
weed,
I promise you.
Whatever.
Nicole, I promise you, they are going to gag one by one, and every time I get, when I get one, I'm going to say exactly what I'm not even going to say what I'm doing now because they would know. Each time I get one, I'm going to bring exactly what I did on the radio to them, bitch.
What is Nicki Minaj? Here she goes. And this is what's so hot about Nicole's trade voice. I'm going to answer that question for y'all. What's so hot about my voice is you hear one thing, but you see another.
How you doing?
Okay, I know that's right. Yeah, throw all that away, but keep that. No. Hello? Okay. Sure.
And you know what kills me about Sienna bringing the liquor up again? What kills me about the bitches? What kills me about the bitches? They sit there and they steal it and then they drink it, but then they think they have a choice to bring it when they want to bring it. You didn't bring it. You stole it. So as soon as somebody caught you stealing it and gave you time to get it, you should have had it then there that day. Not oh I'm out of town or no oh I'm gonna bring it when I get. No, you stole it, ho.
Darling.
That's what everybody know me, but Ginger is the only one that really know me because I served her twice. Like, fiercely, I served her.
Andre, somebody just eyed me and said, you are such a punk. It's been a month. It's been over 3 months and you still ain't get your liquor. How much of a
baby,
punk?
They out of state. Everybody out of state. Bitch, they not even here. The only one in here right now is Gaytay.
And Ginger's in New York.
One is in Houston and one is in New York, bitch, and they've been there for the last 3 weeks, bitch.
Honey.
They left right after that first screening that I went through on the phone, bitch. They left.
So I don't think, it don't look like you're getting your liquor, so I think you have to.
I don't want the liquor no more. I told them to keep it. I said round two, bitch. I said we have round two now, bitch. I don't want no liquor no more. I want you to see what you're going to get in return. How you doing?
You took my liquor. This is what I, it's just paying for the liquor. It's like buying.
And I love embarrassing bitches in front of a lot of people. I'm not the type that's going to get you by yourself. I'm going to get you where you're so embarrassed in front of all these people. You're going to be like, bitch, did she just do that?
Yep.
Okay. What is it to do? It's Monday night.
Girl, sit down. Just sit the fuck down, okay?
Excuse me?
Just sit down, girl.
What talking about?
Wait until Wednesday. You can start it up Wednesday, then your things. Oh, you, matter of fact, you're about to hit it, right?
Every year, honey.
All right, so then you just pay it and sit down and wait.
Maybe, but you never know, honey. Maybe it's something, you know.
But see, I think I know who you're out there looking for.
Oh.
Oh, and they think it's a Jamaica too.
Nicole, Trisha said, let's do something. Where's the trade at?
Huh?
Trisha said, let's do something. Where's the trade at?
Where's Trisha at?
She's here in New York City.
She's not in the Bronx.
Trisha, where you at? She's probably in the city. How you doing?
Trisha is BG Card.
Yes.
She is real out. She's BG Card.
She's in the city.
See, ain't no trade of mine for being in the city. I pass out trades. You can just take the numbers and give the trade. Oh, they just trade.
I want to give a big shout out to 11-inch King in the chat room, Alana, Ballroom, Black.
Miss Nicki Minaj.
I want to give a shout out to Blackjack, to Kurt, to Craig, Cream of Nature, Cunty, DJ Mike Q, all the guests that's in the chat room. I want to give a big shout out to Carrie Hilson. I'm so sick. I'm coming. I want to give a shout out to Mother 007, Nicki Minaj. I want to give a shout out to P. Milan, Red, Sexy, Ty, TJ. I'm going to give all the y'all that's in the chat room a big shout out. How you doing? And to all my listeners that's on the phone, I want to definitely give y'all a big shout out too. And don't forget, February is right around the corner, honey, and we will definitely have been here for one motherfucking year in February. How you doing? We definitely got to give out, and we definitely have to give a big shout out
to the icon, honey. And we definitely have to give a big shout out to my legendary, to the legendary overall mother of the house of Mizrahi, Jasmine Mizrahi, because without Jasmine, none of this wouldn't be possible. How you doing?
Kelly.
What?
I gotta text you a number.
This chat room, y'all must be bored today. Y'all really want to start me up, right? Today they are at me just one by one, by every line, every time I lift up my head. They are at it.
So Shay said, where they at? I'm going to smoke.
Hitchcock. They not in the village smoking.
Really? Yes. And I definitely gotta give a big shout out to some of our radio listeners from LA. I definitely did meet them last night at the Rumble. How y'all doing? She not in the village. The village boys are late. She wants the trade.
Oh God, she is here with her webcam.
Ready?
You be sitting there watching them on webcam, Kelly.
I'll be on webcam sometime when I open up my cam, but sometimes I really don't. But did you hear about the Rumble that happened at the Rumble?
Where?
I rumbled in L.A. Yes, you ain't here?
No.
Yes, the Witch Queen jumped up in my face, baby, and I had to knock her out.
Ooh, knock her out?
Yes, this thing, I knocked her.
Floor, fall down.
She got knocked, Miss Thing, and then my grandson, then one of my grandkids knocked her, Miss Thing, knocked her into the car, Miss Thing. Then she came back to our hotel afterwards, Miss Thing, after the whole situation was over. She came back to our hotel.
Okay, that was current. I'm not getting her on this show while y'all talking to me like that. Ah! And I could if I want.
Who?
I was talking to the chat room.
Oh. I'm sending you Shoshay I am. Right, her Yahoo. I just sent you her Yahoo.
Okay.
Yeah, funny. How you doing? Who they want to get on the show?
Who else?
Who? Zaja?
No, Ms. Zaja's always on the show.
Oh, I don't know. Ms. The thing is going up so fast,
Ms.
honey.
Ms. Ashley, your granddaughter is here.
Oh, she is?
Oh, my gosh, she is. Girl, it would be nice for you to have up over here. You know, you are a free woman. But
yes, I definitely
here.
Free. I have to come over there after I go and get weighed tomorrow. I definitely have to come over. How you doing?
She's there.
Audrey, what are you doing over there? Where's Spider?
No, I was actually texting you a number that somebody wanted me to give you, so I texted over, honey.
Hold on.
Technology is a bitch. Audrey, do you remember when we didn't have cell phones?
Ooh,
do you remember
the first cell phone, Andre? Do you remember the pages?
Oh,
when they had the pager, you had to look at it and snap your bubble gum and be like, do I motherfucking grip
it? Yes, everybody will think if I had a pager and that's the pay phone.
Hold on. Trishay, send me your number again. I got the number for you, Trishay. Send me your number. How you doing? Yes.
There, she's matching it up in the background. We're supposed to wait until tomorrow.
Yes.
He hit me up quick and said, give that to Kelly, and Kelly give it to somebody else. I said, okay.
Oh, see, y'all passing it up already.
Yeah, the story was, after the ball was over, he was with some of the Mizrahis, and then they all came back to our hotel, because, you know, at the Embassy Suites, they have Fab Intercontinental breakfast, and he came back to the hotel, and he was there at the hotel with the children and everything. And then, you know, he said it was no problems with me and him because, you know, I was a femme queen or female figure or woman or whatever they call us, honey. But he just wanted my grandchild that knocked him after he jumped up in my face, honey. But I told him he needed to just leave the whole situation alone, honey.
Did he say whatever they want to call us?
Yeah,
that's the Butch Queen told me downstairs, yeah, you standing here with this. He called me a this.
Yes. Oh, Lady Gaga, After Midnight, Lady Gaga, and Rihanna and Albert Lambert, the guy that won American Idol, new album comes out. You can go and download it and buy it, honey. How you doing? Oh, the bitch.
Did you see Whitney on the awards?
Say, Audrey, did you see your girlfriend on the awards? We recapping the weekend.
Oh,
I definitely had to recap the awards, honey, and I was definitely in L.A., honey. The children was IMing me and texting me down for parties and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They said merely put the F in sitting, darling.
That's right. She was sitting.
I know that's right. They said Mother Gaga bust the building down, bitch.
Yes, Lady Gaga fucked the building up, honey. Definitely got to give a big shout-out to my sister Jasmine and for her girlfriend, Benji Kung girlfriend, Miss Lady Gaga. But Miss Whitney Houston, Miss Lady Gaga.
Miss Nicki Minaj, don't accept it.
Jay-Z and Alicia Keys, and then Alicia Keys by herself. Janet Jackson, I really did not. I didn't use her performance. I don't know.
Jennifer Lopez bust her ass. They said Jennifer Lopez bust her big booty, honey. She fell.
She jumped off the thing. She jumped off the thing, but you couldn't really tell. You looked like it was part of the thing. She had like five guys, and she stepped up on each of them and then got to the top, and she jumped off, and she slipped and fell. But if you're not really a person that knows dance and everything, you wouldn't have really caught it like that. You would have thought it was just part of it.
They said Whitney looked like a blown-up donut.
Oh, no.
I wonder what she's thinking. They said she looked extremely big.
She used to really look good, bitch, and she did much better singing on the awards than she did on Oprah.
Well, they said she didn't sound right. First of all, that voice that she got is kind of like on winter recess. She got to go back. She's too stubborn to go and get her voice singing lessons and training her voice again because it's not there. And that's what everybody's scared to say. So they're just like, oh, Whitney started it. She said, Whitney can't sing no more.
Whitney
have not hit not one note that we are used to hearing her sing. Every time Andre, she fronted off with, yeah, or she asked the crowd to speak. Every time it's time for her to go into one of her high-pitched voice, she doesn't do it ever since she's came back out.
Somebody said Whitney is pregnant in the chat room.
The chat room says everything. Where's Miss Nicki Minaj? I don't see her name.
You gotta go. Who's the father, bitch?
But she did look like she had a little bulge in her stomach.
How you doing?
And I definitely gotta give a big shout out to Miss Taylor Swift. Definitely came in and shook it up, Miss Day.
Yeah, they said she won over Michael Jackson.
Yeah. What the fuck?
I heard Michael Jackson got 2 to 3 awards.
And that is a total disrespect. Don't give that no life, Andre. They're going to wait till this man dead. When he was alive, he was Wacko Jacko. Now he's the star of the century. He was always the star. He was never Wacko.
But
people are so fake.
You know what? Sometimes a lot of people can't know what they have got until it's gone. You know how many times you heard that from your grandmother and grandpa?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck was going on with the brother that came out there? Allah. What was up with that?
What?
What the fuck is up with that? What is that, Kelly?
I fuck to Allah. Bitch, I was gagging, bitch. I was gagging, Miss Tay. And you know what kills you? You know what's another thing that kills me with Michael Jackson and his death and everything? Now they want to come out with these reality shows and everything, bitch. Y'all wasn't doing shit before, bitch. Now y'all want to live off of Michael Jackson motherfucking death, bitch.
Where the fuck were y'all with that, bitch?
I ain't do shit since y'all was motherfucking Jackson 5, bitch. Nobody giving y'all no motherfucking money, bitch. Please. What the fuck?
Miss Cream and Nature, doesn't it mean she could, it seems like she's taking pills or popping to become that big. So she's not smoking, so she's eating?
Baby, but no, they're coming out with a reality show, but Michael Kidd is not going to be in the reality show.
Michael who?
Michael Jackson, 3 Kids is not going to be in the reality show, but the rest of the family is going to be in the reality show. But the actual money in the Jackson family is the 3 Kids now.
Yeah.
They are rich, Miss Blanket. I love Blanket.
I love that name, Blanket.
Me too. That's what I love so much, RJ Blanket. I'm sorry, Miss Nicki Minaj. This chat room, you can't keep up with them.
Yeah, so I definitely got to give a big shout out to the overall mother, legendary overall mother, Keanu Evisu. How you doing? She definitely do agree with me about what you said. How you doing? Yes.
About Whitney Houston, what? She agreed with you, what? I didn't hear the comment you made about her.
About Whitney Houston really looked a fabulous thing, and she really did sing better than she did on Oprah.
Okay. Yeah, but she still doesn't sound like the Whitney we're used to hearing. And I bet you, Kelly, if we see her again right and she's sitting and she hit that note, bitch, we're going to hit the ceiling. Like, look, Miss Whitney, we're going to gag because that's what we're waiting for.
Mm-hmm.
She, Andre, watch everything. She has not hit that note not one time. I don't even think she's hitting on her album. It's a clear difference. You can go back and see. It's big old difference.
Oh.
She do need some singing lessons, and I think that she's too, like, you know how Whitney is. She's really controlling if you get into her. She told Oprah, I'm not doing this no more. She said, I'm not talking no more. She said, the only reason why I came on the show was to talk to you. I haven't spoken 7 years. I'm not doing this again. So that really lets you know, don't call me. Don't ask me for no interviews. Don't ask me to speak. I'm not doing this again. She's very in control. So she won't take any lessons because she'll feel like she doesn't have to do that.
So everybody,
she has those characteristics.
Yeah, everybody can still be better with their craft. And definitely number practice. That's all.
Right, no, because Andre, did you see how much that she said that weed ounce they were smoking and all that stuff? Your voice is foggy, girl.
Okay, get all that shit up out of it. Still,
they were
still
smoking
there.
Down.
You got to go still at the back of the chest. You got to punch that out, honey.
But I believe it's there. I believe it's there. Mary got better.
Mm-hmm.
She sang.
You know her voice is still strong? Regardless if she go through shaky days and she been had a strong voice forever for over 15, 18 years, or however long that bitch been out, Miss Mariah Carey.
Oh, yeah, I knew you was going to say her. That bitch still hit every high note in there. Yes, Father, Mariah Carey. Daddy Icon, yeah, Mariah Carey. Yeah. She can have stress out. She could do everything. And every album, she's getting a number one to a number two. She got two songs that's a hit.
Yeah, Mariah is definitely.
Yeah, she's bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I definitely do. So where Whitney Houston was at, honey, so where she's at now, she definitely has made a big comeback.
I'm not saying that she doesn't. That she hasn't made it. No, bitch. I'm thankful to see Whitney come out of the bathroom. She said she was sitting in her room for days, smoking and reading the Bible. I'm very glad that she came up out of it. But what we expected, I bet you her album ain't make that much sales after it came out. It went up when it first came out. I bet you after it didn't, it went right back down. You can listen to the difference to her album. And I love Whitney like I love Mary, and I love me some Mary.
Oh, how you doing?
Mary is my answer. I love her. Everything about she sing is me.
The girls in the chat room, they want to know, do you sing, Nicole?
Absolutely not. What? So they're going to ask me what, like Barry White? Go ahead. Go ahead. What they're going to ask me? Do I sing like Barry White? Go ahead, DJ Q. Miss Nicki Minaj, where are you? I don't see you. Okay, dear Nicole, PM me, yeah.
I'm going to fuck you up, Miss Day. You as a Kiki, Miss Day.
Bitch, what? No, you have your seat there, bitch. What they going to say? I'm going to answer and say, no, I can't sing. And then Cream of Nature, or I can say, or I can slay too. It's going to say like Barry White. Mm-hmm.
I definitely got to give a big shout out to legendary Kim Prada, Susan Mizrahi, the cast of What's the Tea. Definitely give a big shout out to Jahira and Blackjack and her cast on the View, on Q View, honey. I definitely got to give y'all a big shout-out for y'all shows. How y'all doing?
Miss Kiana chopped Mariah Carey, but Kiana, she did not hit no note on no Oprah. She did that thing. That's how I realized that she does that every time it comes time to hit a note. She's, come on, sing along with me. Or she start doing something totally different. She ain't hit no note.
Oh, my God. What the fuck?
Mary doesn't scream no more, Cream of Nature. Don't try it.
What you call it, Miss Ebony, do we have any callers? 347-299. You're on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
Yo, Nicole, get on the fucking webcam. Hit me up.
Who is that? Oh.
Made your pussy wet, bitch.
Oh, they sound like Trey, but I know that they a queen. Don't try to play me. I don't have a webcam. I'm not into that. But you can hit me up on your webcam, iconnicole@yahoo.com, and I can look at you, but I'm not into all that stuff. I don't have a webcam.
She don't know about all of that, Trey.
Let me tell you, Kelly, what happened. Why Dante Icon, I was sitting here in my room, Kelly, the speakers was up. The fucking speakers started ringing. I went crazy. I said, what? The speakers ring. I'm looking at it from Yahoo. It says, you have a call. I'm looking at this shit like, why do I have a call? And he says, pick up. I pressed something, and I started hearing him. Kelly, I was like a big kid in this room yelling and screaming, you can hear me? You can hear me? I hear you. I was gagging.
Girl.
Yes, come into the world, Nicole. I was gagging. You can talk, Andre, through the speakers.
Yeah, I know. They call you all the time.
Wow. Through the speakers.
You don't know, you hear Trisha, she just started with Yahoo. She don't know nothing about,
Trisha, your auntie don't know nothing about, I'm not into that computer stuff. I get over it, but you sitting there just be typing, call me.
When
everybody talks on the computer, you tell them to call you to know, talk online. You don't want to talk online, they do not talk to you.
That's late. I already spilled that tea. For the I am, and that's I am and me, I already spilled that tea already.
Yes, 11 inches. Is it 11 inches for real? Why are you over me, Miss Nicki Minaj? Please tell me.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm kikiing right now, honey. I'm fucking kikiing, honey.
What are you laughing at?
Oh, baby, because somebody's I am me, honey. They sent me, this is my brain on drugs. It is white.
Nicole, it was.
Oh, my God. Where's Spider Andre?
He in the room.
Oh, tell Spider I said hi. What are you doing? Yes. I definitely got to give a big shout out to my daughter, Courtney, Miss Rahi, all the way from Chicago. How you doing, Courtney? Call mother, I'm back home.
And what is it that you want? Just one thing. What is it, Miss Nikki? Miss Kelly, who's Nikki? Nikki going off.
Miss Nikki?
That's your girlfriend.
She's
been
even
here from the beginning.
Miss Nikki is not even from this area.
Oh, she's been here from the beginning.
Yeah.
And Miss Cream of Nature.
Oh, honey.
They are the original girls. I love Miss Nikki Minaj and Cream of Nature.
You who Nicki Minaj is off air.
Huh?
I'll tell you who Nicki Minaj is off air. Honey. Okay. I'll tell you who Miss Nicki Minaj is off air, and I'll tell you who Miss Stacia is air.
You know off the team, bitch. You is the girl for real, so
revenge, bitch, please, honey. Baby, you gotta know. You gotta do what you do because you can do it, bitch.
Andre,
I need to know for tomorrow night for the dating game. If you out there, you're listening to all my people that's on the phone lines and on the in the chat room. Who wants to play the dating game tomorrow, honey? Who's looking for love, honey? I'm going to be the ballroom matchmaker. So hit me up on Yahoo, honey, at Legendary Mother Kelly Ms. Rahi, and let me know who you're looking for. Maybe I can get them on the phone line and make you a match, honey. Don't hit me up for people that you know that's in a relationship. We're not breaking up happy homes.
You want no part of that.
Yes.
They say yes. Yes, y'all are. Y'all are tens and top legends. Learn it. Yes. Yes, y'all are. Miss Kelly, those are your biggest two fans right there, honey. They read you. They read me. They read. They read. They're nice. They read. They're nice.
I am that's asking about my son in the chat room. He's in a relationship. I said no people that's not in a relationship. Okay?
Oh, yes. And I definitely have to make an announcement that coming soon, we're going to be having the Tens or Chops Radio Ball Awards. It's going to definitely be coming soon. And we're going to be honoring the callers and the people that are be in our chat room for the last, what is this? The last 9 months? The last 10 months? No, yeah, the last 9 months, honey. In February, when it makes our year, we're going to be having the Radio Ball Awards, honey. How you doing?
I'm a fuck them up. You ready?
Honey.
What is this going to consist of?
What'd you say?
And what is this going to consist of, the Radio Ball ones? Like, what's your format?
It's going to be recognizing the people that has been here from the beginning and the people that's here. You know, we're going to be honoring them with their awards
the
and things of that nature,
okay.
You know.
Okay.
You know, we're going to be deeming, you know. It's and Radio Land, honey, and Radio Land, it's Hot Topics. And Radio Land, we deem the girls' legends mistake, and, you know, in a year. It's going to be dealing with Hot Topics, the hottest gossip, and, you know, the best supporter, and things of that nature and stuff. How you doing?
Did you see the chat room, Kelly? Look.
We're definitely going to give out awards. We're definitely going to give out awards. Oh, you know, that, you know, I like that.
Who is, the who is that child that just said that?
My Yahoo is LegendaryKellyMizrahi@yahoo.com. Make sure you hit me up. When you hit me up, you tell me exactly what house you in so I can put you in that category, please. Thank you very much. Baby, how you doing?
Call you. Okay, make me know it. Miss Nicki Minaj, make me know it.
You know exactly who Nicki Minaj is.
Okay, so she needs to make me know it and call this phone because not everybody has this number.
Maybe she's going to call you on three-way with somebody else, but she knows exactly who she is, Miss Day. She's a butch queen, Miss Day, and she's in the house of Escada. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Oh. Oh, God, it's her.
Lemon Itch King, I just told you my Yahoo. It's Legendary Kelly Mizrahi.
You didn't even find out if it's really 11 inches.
And for the IMA that's in the for the IMA that's in the chat room that said we've been here since June, we've been here since February 23rd. Okay? We have not been here since June. Okay. Thank you very much.
Where's the black one? Have you ever spoken to Tyreek? Andre, where are you?
I'm right here listening.
I haven't spoken to Tyreek in a minute.
I spoke to Tyreek earlier today, but we didn't really talk about nothing, but he home.
He's been here since June. Okay. Yeah, it's honey.
Oh, they said it's 13.
What's 13?
Yeah, they said it's 13, darling, the 11 inches.
Who, 11 inch king?
Yeah.
You sound like you want to bite a piece of that.
Listen, what are you doing on this video?
11-inch king, hit up.
I'm kind.
Oh, Miss Stag. I'm watching the Late Show, Miss Stag. This child body is everything. Oh, work. And that's Kurt. And that's Kurt from the chat room birthday, February 23rd, the day we started the show. That's his birthday. Oh, work. How you doing?
Okay, Kiala, give it to me.
Ultra Shay, send me your number so I can IM you this number. I forget. I got this number for you, Ultra Shay. Send it to me. Send me your number. How you doing? Oh, shit. They get it. It's 11 soft, 13 hard.
Oh, and who is Slay?
Wait. How you know what it is, Mike Q? Yes. To the bottom of it. How you know, Mike Q?
Oh, wait. Cream and Nature, that's a lie. They lying.
I want to know how Mike Hugh know what it is.
Plus stuff.
Oh, dude. Mike Hugh act like he knows. Like he don't play with
it. Oh, he been talking about it the whole time when you wasn't looking.
Oh.
I
so, Mike
Hugh,
you play with it? I want to know. Where's this candy chat? Honey, how's he doing?
Did she leave her Atlanta yard?
Oh, she's no more New York bound.
I want to know if she moved to Atlanta.
Oh, I came to slay, said Mike Q, you slayed that, you rolled that.
Oh.
No, I'm married. $500 picks. Oh, Mike Q, you're carrying on. We don't want to see it that bad.
I got the, what you call it? I have the,
oh, it's
I
on
got
BGC.
The pick for
BGC. It's on BGC. Yeah. Okay, it's late. Okay, it is big.
So, Shay, he has your number. He said he's going to call you. How you doing? Baby, yes.
All right. Noah's got that through. Who are you successfully else is going to help tomorrow? Well, we will see.
Baby, I don't know. I'm trying to get these kids in there, honey. I'm trying to plug the kids in, honey. I want everybody to find love, Miss Day. Since love left me, I'm helping everybody else find love.
Dating game.
The dating game.
Yes, the dating game, honey. Nicole is definitely on the market. She's definitely sexy, single, and free. So if anybody out there that's interested in my black sister, Miss Day, she got good punani, Miss Day.
Don't forget to advertise your big ass, darling.
As she make your toes curl. How you doing? Somebody said they want Brett Jay-Z.
Why can't I cook down and I am just a lovely wife, a best friend? Why I gotta make somebody toes curl? Why they can't make my toes curl?
Cook down, honey. She has a daughter, honey. She gets up every morning at 6 o'clock in the morning to wake her daughter up for school, Miss Stang, honey. She goes to school. She has a good head on her shoulder, Miss Stang, and she got some good pussy. Okay, how you doing? So if you interested in Nicole Horton, honey, I got some other butch queens, too. I got some other butch queens that's on the market. No, Kelly is not on the market.
Yes, Kelly is on the market. She lives alone. She lives up in the Hunts Point area. She's single, sexy, free. She likes dykes also. So she's a variety of girls. She's not a lesbian. She doesn't like femme queens, butch queens, dykes, you know, preferably. And she's smart. She voices her opinion a lot. We see that. If you want to be in the spotlight and if you're not afraid of being open and everywhere, then you should give Kelly a call. Andre is taken, finally.
Okay.
So, first of all, I can't, what you call it?
Yes, I do. Nicole, you. Oh, my God. I cannot believe he asked me that. Am I a what?
And you a what?
Andre, what do you think? The chat room's starting this now. I got to hear this old opinion. Andre, you understood, right? I'm pretty sure you didn't understand the dyke and the femme queen or whatever. But what do you think now? Your honest opinion. I don't care who the fuck you know. You hear about a femme queen and a femme queen.
No, I don't fight my man. That is disgusting.
Andre?
Yeah.
A femme queen and a femme queen.
Ilk. Ilk like milk without the M. Ilk.
Kelly, would you ever date a femme queen?
It's to each his own.
Kelly?
Is what they get you. Would you date a femme queen, honey?
What?
No,
Andre,
that's did
not make me throw up without no milk. Without no milk.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Ilk like milk without the M. Ilk.
Oh, no, that. Mm-mm. But, you know, everybody's for somebody. There's always somebody to make somebody happy.
Just as I said, like, to each his own. Whatever gets rocks to rolling, honey.
I will not be no film queen. That's
a bitch like me. Love a bitch you could. Benji Butch Queen, honey. Butch Queen, Benji Kind. How about that? All that together, that's what I like. I like you to be real, And I like when you can break pussy but then get real again. I like the boy of it. I like the way you dress. I like
oh, my God, Andre, you know what? You better say out my crowd because we like the same thing. I like just like that. He don't have the helix. I like him to look masculine. You know, I like the Benji cunt because I'm not into all that trade. To be trade, you know, be able to shut me down. But I like to kiki go off. I even like a cute reading session. I like to
have
fun with it.
Get on my toes for a second, bitch.
Yeah. I like to have fun with it.
That's right. At the end of the day, all of it is said. Benji cunt realness.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. A tradie between, like, he wants to be trade. I just don't believe it. But see, I don't.
Yeah,
my sneakers is not on, and I don't know how to do
it. I'm aggressive, too. I love being aggressive, but too much trading, you throwing all that shit at me, but I'm going to read you. Get the girl.
Yeah.
Get the fuck off my you don't want to slap the shit out of me because I'm a Benji.
Yes,
so
that's exactly what
yo, son, yo, girl.
I'm
a girl.
That's what I told the piece of trade. That's what I told the piece of trade.
That's what I'm going to do the same way, like Miss Fingers. You don't get out of here with this.
Yes.
That irritated me. That would irritate the shit out of me.
I told the piece of trade. He was like, why you going to be a boy? I said, because it would piss me off when I'm getting up in the morning and you like, yo, la, 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 and everything. After whatever we finished doing last night, I will look back at you and tell you, girl, get yourself together.
You know that what would drain me more was when it's time for sex and you touch their butt or something. Don't touch my... Listen, get out of my house. Just get out. Don't say no more. Catch your little garbage bag and get out of my house. Because I'm not going to be in their house.
You cutting up now. Now you carry it on. You ain't even cutting the fuck up. I just touched it. You going to...
Okay. And then, you know, shit like that, they'd be like, don't touch me. I'm putting my finger in there. Then you're going to have to bust my ass because you just told me not to touch it. So I'm going to make you rude and stick my whole motherfucking finger in there, you bitch.
Quincy, I know nothing about these accepting these calls. And my speakers, I can't talk back now. I don't know what happened. I only talk, I have to talk one time on them.
No, you can talk more, but you probably push the button and it disappears.
No, like, I can hear them, but they won't hear me. And then with the first time I did it, it was good. But now I can't talk, they can't hear me.
Oh.
So I don't know what's on my speakers.
Yeah.
Kelly, what are you doing?
What did you say?
I said, what are you doing?
I ain't doing nothing. I just came from the bathroom.
Oh, you had a bathroom break.
Yes, honey. I'm about to, it's that time.
Shut it down. I love all you girls. All the girls is cunt. Wear condoms. And I'll be on tomorrow. I'm calling in tomorrow. The dating game, Kelly?
Yes, tomorrow's the dating game.
Okay, good night, everyone.
Okay. I'm the legendary Mother Kelly Mizrahi. I want to thank, definitely want to give a big thanks to legendary Mother Devon Chanel, Father Nico Chanel. Definitely give a big shout out to Joaquin Ebony. Definitely to everybody that definitely came out to L.A. and support the girls in L.A. And to all you aspiring talents in L.A., honey, definitely make sure you do come past state lines and do what you do, honey, because y'all definitely have some talent in Chanel out there in L.A. I love you all for loving me. Be here tomorrow night at 11 p.m. for the dating game. It's Dating Tuesday, honey. So, bitch, hit me up with somebody that you know and that you want to chat with. Make sure it's not somebody that's in a relationship. We're not trying to break up happy homes, baby. I love you all for loving me. Practice safe sex and wrap it up. Andre, take it away, chop.
Okay, so we had the recap. The recap was real. Being kind of about the situation. Everybody had funny stuff. So everybody go home and have fun, and we'll definitely see y'all tomorrow. Just like Nicole said, be safe, condoms, whatever you do. How you doing? We'll see y'all tomorrow for the dating game. Good night, have fun, bye-bye.
Until I see daylight.